My mother used to say, if you go blabbing about what you're doing for Lent, or you lose your graces. I guess it came from this reading, thinking about her. I had a couple of interesting experiences this week that at first glance I thought were very ill-timed. This is a busy week for priests, you know, a couple days before Lent and then after today, and a couple of doctor things, but I set them up before I realized it was Ash Wednesday, or Shrove Tuesday, yesterday. I was hearing confessions. I was finding it harder to hear them, which I suppose might be a blessing if you don't want the priest to know what you're saying. So I'm sitting there doing this kind of thing, and I wondered if maybe I should get the wax taken out of my ears, you know, because that, anyway, so not to get gross, but, you know, so you kind of, so I went, to, I got my hearing checked, which I did 10 years ago, and there was a bit of loss. So, and by the way, you know, if word gets out I can't hear in the confessional, the line's going to get longer. So my mother used to always go to we in L.A. there was always an ethnic priest in our parish, so she always went to the one that didn't speak English. So we had one here at a penance service a couple of years ago that looked very ethnic, and I noticed the line was twice as long, and I thought of my mother. But that priest was giving out one rosary to everybody, and next time he came, nobody got in line there. So just for your information. Well, that was my homily for tonight. I went to the hearing guy, I do have some hearing loss, actually. And he's not Catholic, but we were talking about things and how funny it is that whether it's a hearing loss or something else, we don't always know what we're missing until you have an epiphany moment. You realize that there's things that you have missed that aren't there anymore, or that you never knew what it was that you're not seeing or hearing. When I got glasses, I think I was 8 years old. I don't know why it took so long. We were on the Akron Expressway, Akron, Ohio, where I grew up, and my parents realized I couldn't read the sign from the car. So they took me in, and I got these Coke bottle-like glasses, you know. I can't believe that nobody knew, but I didn't know what life looked like until I put these things on. I remember very well, you know, some of you have had this experience of being a child and realizing you couldn't see and then finding out what life is, really looks like. I've never forgotten that, and I think heaven is like that, really. You put on glasses and say, oh, that's what it was all about. Why didn't I see it before? But Lent is a little bit like that, is you finding out what we can't hear or putting on a pair of glasses to see better. And it's really what we put into it is what we get out of it. Lent is an opportunity. It's not really, it's not meant to be something terrible. It's true that we have this moment where we think about mortality. And that's not a bad thing. It means that I have a limited time here on earth, and I need to make the best of it. You know, now's the time to really get to work on something that's separating me from God. If I've gotten off base a little bit, now's the time to really ask God, what is it I should be doing, Lord? You know, if I need a hearing test, a spiritual hearing exam, let's get going and find out what it is I'm missing. Because God has a plan for me, and Lent has a lot to do with it. It's the guy at the hearing place was telling me that occasionally somebody will get fitted with a hearing aid and they'll just break down into tears because to them it means that life is getting towards the end, you know, or something like this. It is a stage of life, I suppose, but the guy behind me was about 25 years old. I don't know what happened to him, but he needed hearing aids, and so it doesn't always follow. But God does give us indications that we're passing milestones. And this is by design. We're in the middle of a test, and the clock is ticking. And the Lord tells us, what we're going to, he gives a kind of an outline here for what matters to God. And what's important to God is the heart. If I'm doing things in order to be recognized or to be seen, then I've had my reward. I so often here over the last 20 years, 21 years of doing ministry, I've noticed that in myself or in others, there's times when we are not appreciated for what we've done. A volunteer gets criticized, or somebody else comes along with an idea and throws yours out, or whatever the thing is. Somebody's is offensive, and we quit. Or life gets tough, and so we quit praying. Or I've been tithing, and I have a financial reversal, and I think that, okay, Lord, I've had it with you, and I don't tithe anymore. Fasting, I'm going to fast something until I have a bad day, and then that's the end of it. That's not a sin, but it's we find out who we're following when it gets a little tough. Who am I really following? Am I doing something for God here? That's when you find out if I'm really serving the Lord, is when we're not getting a reward right away. And God is watching everything in secret. This is the great benefit of coming here. You know, we get these ashes put on our forehead. And it was funny. I was at Costco getting this hearing exam. And they said, by the way, Father, we do sell caskets here. I said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, well, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. It's so funny. I was talking about caskets. But our Lord, he wants us to realize that he sees everything in secret. I find that comforting in the sense that there's so much going on in the world that's secret that we don't know. We don't know what's real and what isn't anymore in this strange world we live in. It's all going to be revealed. We're going to be sitting in an amphitheater, and every single bit of it's going to come out all at once. And the scary part is it includes my part. You know, that's what we're here to get going on. I have an integral role in this entire universe that God created just for me, in a sense. And all of it's hanging, and something may be hanging in the balance tonight. Some change, some moment. C.S. Lewis once said, the greatest, something to the effect that the greatest moments in life may hang on a single moment of change, a single moment that the entire future is waiting for us. It's a simple yes to God, and all the wheels start to turn. We have to ask God, what is it that you can see that I don't, that might be very important to you this Lent? Some of us are out of balance in how much video we consume, or we're watching things that we shouldn't be, and now's the time to begin to pull ourselves back toward purity. You know, that's very countercultural, but that's what a Christian is. We're not like the world. We are different. We are a light in the world around us. In darkness, maybe my speech needs to be purified, or I'm not as kind as I ought to be. Those kind of things we put in, as well as something we might take away that may be of benefit to us, or perhaps it's just something God is calling for. So the people of Jesus' time, the reason that these people had trumpets, can you imagine putting $100 in the collection plate and blowing a trumpet so everybody could see you putting it in? Can you imagine, da-da-da-da! That's what they did. But the Pharisees were trying to encourage people to do the same thing. This is how that started. It had a good beginning, but a bad ending. They ended up doing it for applause. You know, they put paste on their faces. A hypocrite, in the Greek, the original hypocrite was an actor. He put on one face during a play, and then afterward he was himself. But now a hypocrite is somebody that shows one face in public and another in private. But God sees that private face. We can't hide from him. We can hide from ourselves. But suddenly you have a moment in which you can see. God gives you a pair of glasses just for a moment. You say, oh, maybe I should be living a different life. Maybe my life really does have a meaning and a purpose. And there is something in these 46 days that we share together that God and I can do. I always start out with a bit too much, and then it gets purified over the next week into what I'm really going to be doing with God. So we just pray that God will give us a lot of insight, a hearing exam, an eye test, a wake-up call, a moment of truth, a time, a journey, and an opportunity that is Lent.